So today, June 24th, happens to be my birthday. So we're going to be keeping it short and rather sweet. And I have two, like, very quick, but yet extremely timely messages / revelations that I had this year as I approached the big day. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so as promised, we're going to keep it short and sweet. And you know me, every time I say that, it ends up by being a full-length podcast. I'm really hoping that that isn't the case this week because today happens to be my birthday. And I went out to breakfast with my daughter, Sam, earlier today, and she was asking me, you know, what are the big plans today? And I was saying, you know, I kind of want to do my podcast because it's a labor of love and everything. And I said, you know what? Come to think of it, I think I'm actually just going to do kind of a cameo appearance because today I really want to be selfish and relax a little bit. But I, you know, if you guys don't know this about me by now, I want to share something with you. I mean, I am an open book. And I try to be really honest with you guys and share things with you maybe other people wouldn't share with you. And I think it's really easy to be, you know, real, like give people tough love when it comes to telling them to get their shit together, right? Everybody's a tough guy and no nonsense when it comes to telling you what you should be doing. I think sometimes it's a little difficult to look in the mirror and say, oh my goodness, man, I got to get my own shit together. And that's where I'm at this year. And it's funny because one of the things that I've learned to do, I don't know if you're at this point yet, but I want this to be a lesson for you. But I've learned to listen to my own feelings and to observe my own behavior. And a few years ago, probably, I'm saying a few years ago, it was about 8-9 years ago, I kind of had this, you know, this feeling. And the only way I could describe it, it's like kind of what they would refer to as like a burning in the belly, where something was missing in my life and something I wanted more. I didn't know what it was, though. It was like this urgency to do something. And I just, it really troubled me because I didn't know what it was. And usually when we get these feelings, sometimes like we'll address them for a little while and then we move on living life. Other times, in fact, many times we get these feelings and more often than not, we just like kind of change the subject and think about something else because it's troubling in some ways. And sometimes it makes you feel a little uneasy. And you know, who wants to feel shitty, right? You don't want to sit around and like pondering like what's wrong. You want to think happy thoughts and go and do other things. Or maybe life just sweeps you away and now you're busy doing other things. For me, several years ago, that feeling turned out to be that I really wanted to start my own business. And, you know, a short period of time later in 2011, I started Castain Training Systems. But it was kind of unusual this year. Going into my 53rd birthday, birthdays have never bothered me before. Seriously, I'm not one of these people that gets depressed on their birthday. I mean, including like, even like the first birthday that I celebrated after I lost my dad and after I lost my mom and everything else. I've been good with birthdays. I was even good on, like, you know, both my 40th and 50th birthday when people, like, traditionally, like, get a little bit, I don't know, like, what's the technical term? Kind of like, you know, feeling shitty. I was okay. But this year, man, it just, like, going into it, something felt out of sync with me. And I want to be very clear in what I'm saying and also my hesitancy to in sharing that with you, because it almost sounds like, and you know, like that's right about the time you go to a therapist or you know you've got like some psychological issues or whatever it is. It's not that kind of like something being off. It's just, again, I just felt like something was missing, something was off or whatever it is. So what I did was followed the same formula I followed several years ago that led me to the place of starting a business. And I went through the same thought process. In fact, I had actually taken a few days off, get away from business and think. I went camping, and those of you who know me, you know I love to go camping and relax, smoking cigars, a few whiskey sours, a few more whiskey sours, maybe a few more after that. And then you start thinking about all kinds of random shit because you're drunk. But anyway, no, but seriously, I just wanted to work with it a little and see what's going on. Now, for me, I realized that the urgency this time around was that I really need to step it up, and that I have been becoming very, very comfortable, and I need to get uncomfortable again. And in fact, I think that's what was going on. I was becoming uncomfortable with the fact that I was getting comfortable, if that makes sense to you. There have been things that I've been putting off that I really don't want to put off anymore. There are some goals in my life that I have put off because I have the ultimate excuse in the world. My business is kicking ass and I am busy with business. And sometimes that then becomes your safe excuse. It becomes your crutch. It becomes your avoidance activity from the things that might make you a little uncomfortable, but you know you need to do. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole laundry list of things that I need to do. But I did make a list. And at the top of that list was this business of writing a book, because it's something I was very passionate about. That was actually the reason why I got into blogging, believe it or not, 10 years ago, because I felt nobody knew me outside of the company I was working for. And then, you know, I really kind of fell out of love with the idea. I honestly did. And I'm really glad that I didn't attempt to write a book then. Because, again, I had to do some thinking and some soul searching about that. Because I know me that I, you know, just like you guys, I avoid things that make me uncomfortable. And I was thinking, well, are you avoiding it because you're afraid of getting rejected? Or maybe all these people that you hope in the sales playbook community would buy your book, and then, you know, you're that idiot that couldn't sell three books or whatever, and you get this big failure. And that really wasn't bothering me. And, you know, nor did I have like this quiet confidence that I'm going to sell every damn book off the shelf. It really wasn't that on either extreme. What it was at the time was that I just wasn't in love with it, and I just felt I was going to put out a real piece of shit product. And I would rather not have a book than put out some, you know, garbage out there that people are going to read and say, man, I'm really disappointed. I really kind of thought Paul was going to come through at a higher level. But I knew it was the right time to write a book, because when I went camping the other day, I said, just for the hell of it, let me put pen to paper and see how I do with writing an outline. And my pen didn't stop moving. And, you know, one idea then came coming in after another, after another, after another. And I was writing down all these ideas. And finally, you know, I just kind of had to shut it off, because it was like way beyond the amount of time I allowed for the activity. And, but I felt that, wow, the timing must be right, because if I'm passionate enough to take one topic and come up with all these different ideas, that's really good, especially in the first sitting. So that was one of the things that I decided I really needed to step up. I'm going to need to step up some things with my health and getting in shape and stuff like that. And that's something that I've struggled with for many, many years. And, you know, yes, there's been times where, you know, a lot of these things come down to fear. You know, you're just like, oh, you know, I'm afraid of, you know, starting a diet and then I fail again or whatever it is. And I don't know if this is that I don't want to admit that I was scared, but I don't feel that that was the deal with me. The deal was, it's just like, and this sounds crazy, I just, like, you know, I just enjoy eating shitty. I really do, man. I went camping, and one of the things I did when I was away was I ate like a freaking peanut butter Twix bar, and it was amazing. Like, I don't want to give that shit up and all these other things. And you know, I love to cook and all that. And I know that there are like healthier alternatives. Seriously, there are. There are healthy choices that I could be cooking and stuff. And, you know, you can eat some of the shitty foods in moderation and all that. But I really started thinking, and like while I was doing this soul searching, which again, I really want to drive home the point. And when you get these feelings that something is off with you, you feel out of sync, you're not yourself, maybe, you know, you find yourself maybe, you know, and usually, a lot of times, it's around a milestone, or it's around a birthday, or an anniversary of someone's passing, or whatever it is, when we're kind of sizing ourselves up, and we're measuring where we are in our life, and everything else. And I just didn't want to be comfortable anymore. If that makes sense to you guys, that doesn't mean that I'm saying I'm ungrateful and that I'm not grateful for all you guys and all the people who have supported me in my business and in my life and everything else. No, it just simply means that I was settling. And I don't want to settle. The thing, you know, the thing that scares me the most, folks, really, honestly, the thing that scares me the most is the thing that was like a nuclear bomb being dropped on my family years ago. I had become an old dog at the ripe old age of about 30, I think I was at the time. And you couldn't teach me a new trick. You couldn't give me advice. I would never open myself up and become vulnerable to, you know, by asking people, hey, is there a better way I could be doing this? Or what's, you know, what are your thoughts about this? Here's how I'm going about it. Or I see you're getting great results. Tell me how you're getting it. I was just an old dog, and I was an arrogant prick too. I really was. And because of that, I lost my first business. I had stopped hunting. I lost that fire in the belly again, right? That burning in the belly and that hunger and that hustle. And I swore that I would never let that happen again. And I'm not going down that route again. But I sure as hell don't even want to even like look at its ugly face again, where I go down that road of thinking I have it figured out and everything else. I think it's important to have challenges, important to have things that make you uncomfortable, help you grow, whatever it is. But I look at my birthday like, hey man, you're 53 years young. It's time to step it the hell up. So again, some things I'm going to be doing on my end is, number one, I want to explore this book thing. I think it's really time that's done. Number two, the health thing. I'm not going to go hardcore, and you know, I'm sure as hell not going to be one of those people. You know, these people, like the worst people to be around are these people who quit something. And, you know, like sometimes, I remember years ago, like friends of mine, they quit smoking, and then they're around me when I like light up a cigar or whatever it is. Now there's suddenly these judgmental people, or these people who, you know, they like they were heavy drinkers and everything else. And now all of a sudden they quit drinking. And now, God forbid, you know, you're having a drink now, you know, you're an alky, right? I mean, like, I sure as hell don't want to become that type of person. But I decided it's really time to step it up and to do some things. So again, I'm not going to bore you this week by sharing every last detail with you, but I do want to say to you that, you know, too many times in my life, I've been reminded, and I mean reminded in a way where it like hit home, very close to home for me, that life is short. My dad died at 65. My wife a few years ago, it was probably 8 years ago, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, she beat it. She's been cancer-free for years now. But why does it take these things to make us wake up and realize that life is short and we got to get our shit together? Thank God, you know, my revelation this year was coming up on a birthday and just not feeling 100% myself. And I said, okay, let me just explore this. And I realized that, you know, I want more. And when I say I want more, that's not a greed, folks. Again, that doesn't mean that I sit here and say all these wonderful blessings that I have. And, you know, today of all days on my birthday, going to be celebrating it with my kids. And, you know, with Mrs. Uncle Paul, my brother-in-law is going to come over a little later. We're going to have a cigar in the backyard, a few drinks. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm looking at those things and saying they mean nothing to me. I'm saying that I think maybe I've become a little bit comfortable. I figured out a lot of things in my business, and some of them I've had on automatic pilot. I think it's time now to feel the challenges that I once felt again, and to figure out what those challenges are going to be for me, and to stretch myself and go to a new level. So that's the first part of the podcast. The second part is going to be a very quick infomercial. And if that bothers you, first of all, you shouldn't be listening to my podcast. I mean, if we're going to be completely effing honest with each other, because that's what we're doing today, I'm not the guy that you listen to. If it bothers you that I'm going to say, hey, by the way, I sell shit for a living. And I'm sure as hell not the guy that you listen to when you want to just hang out with your buddy who, like, never, like, wants you to kind of, like, throw down some cash and buy shit from him. I'm really not the guy for that. There's plenty of other people out there that want to be your friend and that they don't care if, you know, they step on your dick by asking you for a few bucks, like, to, you know, like, to buy something from them because they sell shit for a living. But I'm definitely not that person. So I decided that I wanted to give something to you guys as kind of a birthday present this year. And the very first thing that I'm going to do, and you guys know that, like, I never do this. I am not a fan of discounting things. You don't go to me for Castain's bargain basement prices. Hey, let's see what kind of a sale Paul's running. Let's check the Castain training system circular. That is not how I brand my business. Maybe once a year, you might see me do something with Black Friday or whatever it is, but even this year, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm not going to do it, right? But for my birthday, man, you know, I said, what the hell? So what I decided to do, I was looking at it, and I said, man, it is coming up right now. We're at the halfway point of 2018. Some of you guys are not having the year that you hoped to have. Seriously, you're not. And again, just like I was saying earlier, when you have that feeling that something isn't right, you have to have the balls to sit down, you, like, and yourself and your thoughts, and think about what's bothering me right now. And if, like, your year is not where it should be, if you think somehow miraculously the universe is going to come and deliver you your year on, like, you know, December, like, 30th at, like, 11:59 p.m., I think you're going to end the year rather disappointed. I really do. So what I decided to do was take my coaching program, my six-month coaching program, and knock $300 off of it. Seriously, that is a nice chunk of change. Now, let me just take you through the coaching program very quickly, because that's something I don't think I've ever talked about on this podcast. The way my coaching program works is that we usually get together by phone or Skype or whatever way you want to get together, but we're not going to be physically getting together. And I don't think you guys could stand me like in person. You know, on the phone, it's kind of cool. But what we do is we'll get together for about 45 minutes. Now, at the beginning of that call, we always start with accountability, meaning I'm going to say to you, okay, listen, at the end of the last call, you told me what you're going to accomplish. I'm never going to tell you guys what you need to do. Like, you have to do this by next week. I'm not your ninth grade math teacher. I'm guessing you've been over that shit since middle school. You don't go to me for that. You're an adult. But what you are going to get from me is me asking you at the end of every session, okay, we just hung out for 45 minutes together. Let's get the action verbs going. You have 2 weeks. What are the action items? And if you give me action items that are like the equivalent of like, well, I'm going to tie my shoe and walk to the corner, you're going to get an earful because I'm not going to allow you to baby yourself. But on the other side, if I see that you're doing what a lot of people do, and it's like they have all these lofty goals and everything else, and it's like how the hell are you going to do that in the next 2 weeks? I'm going to bring you down to reality, but we're going to start the next session with accountability by you telling me what you actually accomplished. And I'm not going to be there like somebody waiting for you to feel, ah, yeah, see, I told you so. No, you are going to have accountability though. And I'm not going to go and tell you everything's going to be okay if it's not going to be okay. But I am going to help you get back on track when you go off track, because you see, years don't wait. Bad year is not going to wait until December 31st. to happen. It's going to be little things along the way where you miss the mark. So my job is to get you back on the mark. Then we're going to talk, we're going to get an update from you in terms of what might be challenging you, like right now, because there's new challenges every day, every week, right? Every month, every quarter. And sometimes every, you know, like even with the seasons, right? Coming up on summer, sometimes coming up on year end, everybody say, hey, call me back next year after the holidays, all that kind of fun stuff. But we'll also talk about your opportunities that you have that I might be able to talk through with you. But one thing I'm always going to do, and one thing I do differently than other coaches, see, what most coaches do is they lead you on this path of self-discovery by asking you a shit ton of questions. Questions, especially good ones, are very important, especially in coaching. But where I'm a little bit different is that by the time people come to me, they have more than enough questions of their own. They don't need more questions from me. They need answers. So part of what I'm going to do every time we get together is I'm going to have a lesson prepared just for you based on what I know about you, based on what I've learned about you during this process we call the sales X-ray that we do in our very first session together. And I'm going to come to the session with something prepared for you. So I don't want you to think this is like the typical type of coaching where they're asking you all kinds of questions and everything, giving you very little answers because they hope you discover it on your own. I'll be doing some of that, but for the most part, you're going to be getting a lot of answers. Like, you know, me coming to the discussion with, okay, one of the things that we know is challenging you is negotiation skills. So what I thought we'd talk about today is five things that are going to make you a much stronger negotiator. And we'll go through it together and all that. But now, after the session, we're not going to wait 2 weeks until the next session. We're going to have some accountability 1 week later. Why? Because if you're like most people, especially in sales, you're going to wait until the last minute to do your homework. I don't want any of that shit on my watch. So what I do instead is I do assign you homework. You do have action items that you're going to assign yourself. But instead of waiting 2 weeks until our next session, it's going to be due 1 week later. And you're going to send me an email and give me an update and tell me what you're up to. Part, you know, we do that really for several reasons, but really the two strongest reasons why we do that 1 week later is because, number one, I want you to have accountability. Because let's face it, if you have somebody who genuinely gives a shit about you and they are rooting for you, but at the same time, they're not putting up with any bullshit from you, any bullshit excuses or, oh yeah, my dog ate it or any of that other shit, because I'm not going to put up with it. You are not going to remain my client for very long if you do that kind of stuff. Seriously. And that's not a marketing thing that I say. That is the God's honest truth. I don't keep people around who are not, if I want your success more than you, you are not going to be my client very, very long. You're not ready for this. And, you know, come see me when you are ready. That's not me being a dick. That's me not wanting to take your money and also want to protect my reputation. So part of the reason why we do this thing a week later is to have a little bit of accountability. But there's another reason. I don't want you ever to feel that you have to wait 2 weeks to get support from me. So if you're having a bad week or if something came up, a new challenge that wasn't like revealing itself when we had our last session, I don't want you ever to feel that the only time you have access to me is when the quote unquote, you know, meter is running. So you're going to have that email support from me as well. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing. So again, you'll have the accountability and everything else. But if you want to take advantage of this offer that I have, it's $300 off. There is a deadline that's involved. I'm not going to keep this around forever. Since today is June 24th and happens to be my birthday, I'm going to keep this open until 7:30 p.m. tonight. 7:30 p.m. tonight, June 24th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, by the way. Now, there is a slight possibility, and I want you to kind of like highlight the word, like slight. This is not official, but I might extend that deadline by just a few hours until the morning of the 25th. Why? Because a lot of you, you listen to my podcast on your way into work on Mondays, and I always put them out on Sundays. And I don't want to penalize you guys for having your own system and, you know, having a life and hanging out with your family on Sundays or whatever it is. So now, if you want to take advantage of that offer, all you have to do is go to yoursalesplaybook.com/birthday. In fact, you're going to be able to get both of these offers, the second one I'm about to give you, by going to yoursalesplaybook.com/birthday. The second one, short and sweet. I have my most popular webinar, clearly, hands down, is the email webinar that I do. It's called 20 Emails That Get Opened, Read, and Responded To. It also comes with 20 email templates. And what we do is we talk about, yes, we talk about these 20 emails and we talk about subject lines and things like that. But I also take you through a four-step messaging framework. Now, this particular webinar is something that goes for $99, right? And I figured since I turned 53 today, that we would knock it down to $98. No, I'm kidding. Did I get you there for a second? Did you give me like a WTF right there? Instead of $99, we're going to make it $53. Again, the time is going to be limited on this. Not because, you know, I'm trying to do like some kind of marketing stunt. You know, limited supplies only. No, because, you know, like, I'm not going to call it a birthday sale and keep the thing running forever. And plus, if it's running forever, you're not going to get off your ass and do it. So if you'd like to take full advantage of the email webinar, and it's pre-recorded, by the way. So, you know, like, listen to it at your leisure. It's like an on-demand movie with almost like none of the cursing that you have there and none of the nudity, which is a good thing because I'm really not a looker. So that's a good thing. But if you'd like to take advantage of that, you just simply go to yoursalesplaybook.com/birthday. The final thing that I'm going to throw out there, because again, I'm just making this shit up as I go. And I'm like, you know what? What the hell, man? I'm feeling festive. I'm getting sentimental because it's my birthday, right? Another trip around the sun. But before I take that other trip around the sun, I want to offer one other thing. Anybody who signs up for the coaching program, yeah, I'm going to knock the $300 off or whatever, but again, has to be within the deadline, which is going to be June 24th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Anybody who signs up for the coaching program, not only am I going to knock the $300 off, but what the hell, man, I'm going to throw in that webinar for free. So this way, before you and I figure out what days and times we're going to start doing our thing or whatever, you can get like an immediate jolt of like Uncle Paulisms coming your way. And then what better place to start than your emails? And folks, I want to leave you with this concept. We're at the halfway point. Some of you are not having the years that you wanted to have. That's what I said before. And that's the truth. Worse than not having the year that you like you really like hope to have and like you're falling short is not dealing with it and not changing something in the second half. Remember how I opened up this webinar? I kind of said something was off. I wasn't feeling 100% off my game. And I really had to think it through. And I decided it was time to change a few things. Might be the same thing with you. So the timing of this might be right. Maybe for a while you've been listening to these podcasts and you're like, I'd love to work with Paul, but money's a little tight. Hey, maybe, you know, knocking that $300 can allow you and I to work together. But even so, I mean, if you can't afford the coaching program, I mean, you know, the email webinar, $53, folks. And really, I mean, I'm not here to beat you up if you're running light on money. You know, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know, I've struggled with losing all my money, everything I had years ago when my first business went out. But I'm here to tell you that sometimes we make up some really bad excuses. And sometimes it's money. And I've seen people tell me they don't have the money for things and everything else. They have a poor mouth and they're traveling and they're all the time. And I don't mean work related. I mean, you know, I'm seeing on Facebook all the time. They're going off on these nice vacations. They're smoking more expensive cigars than I am. They're driving, you know, beautiful cars and all these other things. They're going to Starbucks every day. I mean, think about it, $53 a month, I bet you that like just by getting rid of like one bad habit for a month, you'd more than finance that. But if you don't agree with that, then let me throw something else at you. I mean, like, and be real honest with yourself. How much would you have to sell to get back $53? I mean, seriously. I mean, and if by chance I am like the world's best bullshit artist and I really don't have a good product to offer you for $53, would you go bankrupt if like you laid down $53 and you didn't get your money's worth? So my advice is take advantage of that. And if you can, join us for the coaching program. I really think it might be time for us to work together in the second half. If you'd like more information on it, yoursalesplaybook.com/birthday. I sound like I got emotional there. I started to choke, like legitimately choke, and I will not edit that up. Maybe that's why I was feeling the urgency that I was going to like drop dead during my podcast. Imagine that shit, you know, and all deals would be off now. You'd be, damn it, man, I was going to like sign up for the coaching program. Uncle Paul choked to death on his damn podcast. Well, hey, man, next time it might be the real deal. So sign up for this shit. I don't know when I'm going to get called home. But anyway, yoursalesplaybook.com/birthday. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Visit us. Come and visit us at www.yoursalesplaybook.com.